Last year, Australia lost vibrant writer, editor and activist Kat Muscat at the age of 25. A stone-cold scallywag, Kat was a formidable writing talent who taught all those she touched how to love each other better, with kindness and empathy. Together, the Muscat family and Kat's former employer, Express Media, publishers of Voiceworks magazine, Australia's preeminent youth-focused literary journal, established the Kat Muscat Fellowship, a national award supporting young Australian female-identifying writers and editors. Luckily for Brisbane, the inaugural fellowship recipient is Brisbane-based writer Bree Lee. I began by asking her what projects she's currently working on.
So the project that I'm working on at the moment, which is the project that I proposed to get the Kat Muscat Fellowship, is a full-length manuscript. Memoir mixed with narrative nonfiction, all about my experience with the legal system, particularly as a woman. And so it's my first-hand account of being a judge's associate in the district court and what that meant for me my first year out of law school. But it's also broader themes about feminist jurisprudence and the way women interact with the legal system and what I witnessed, which is widespread sexism in the legal industry and the way it treats women.
Could you maybe go into a little bit more detail?
Yeah, absolutely. So the judge that I worked for did predominantly crime. So obviously there's civil work and criminal work, and my judge did predominantly crime. And crime in the district court means, like, sort of you're talking at least three quarters sexual offences and child sex offences. And I saw sexism in the way, most frequently, in the way that women were cross-examined by defence counsel barristers. The experiences they had to go through in, like, reporting what crimes they were alleging happened to them, how horrific that process is for them, and what I think is an inadequate support system to help them coming forward. I think especially it's a very, and rightly so, hot topic at the moment is domestic violence. And I think the way we police and prosecute domestic violence is appallingly inadequate. And we don't even see a lot of that in the district court because a lot of it is dealt with in the magistrates' court, which is obviously a lower level of court. And even that in itself, I think, is a pretty clear statement that it isn't taken nearly as seriously as it ought to be. And just on a day-to-day basis, there's a lot of sexism that occurs in the legal industry, like at a professional level. And I think it's absurd to presume that that doesn't then affect the way the legal industry treats the people that deal with it. So that's, oh, get cranky just thinking about it. But yeah, there's a lot of things that I'll be talking about. So yeah, those are just a few examples.
And you should get cranky. Now, obviously this project is important to you. Could you maybe explain why you think it needs to be written?
I just wish that someone else had written this book when I started my legal education. I wish that somebody else had exposed me to these ideas and these themes in not necessarily such a strictly academic way as it is sometimes taught. I mean, feminist jurisprudence is barely taught. It is sometimes, but it's still very academic. And I just think if I had have been able to hear somebody else's story and their personal dealings with the legal system and these things that just come up all the time, I would have been way better equipped to deal with them in the later years of my degree and then when I entered the profession.
Now, according to the fellowship's website, it supports defiant young female writers. Why aren't we hearing their voices anyway?
That is a very good question. A broad answer to that question is that women are discouraged from rocking the boat. And that is something that is applicable to all areas of life. But when you're talking about writing, which is, you know, finding words to express your ideas, if you're trying to be defiant, an extension of that is that less women feel, I think, encouraged to come forward with ideas that are defiant, that rock the boat. Because overwhelmingly what we are told from society is that we need to be beautiful.
So now that you have been given this opportunity with the fellowship, how does it work?
So the fellowship, the prize for sort of getting the fellowship and what the fellowship means is that you have $3,000 worth of resources. And so in my fellowship application, you had to do up a budget for what you wanted to spend those resources on. And that my proposal has changed somewhat for the better with the guidance of Express Media. And the thing that I'm spending the majority of my fellowship money on is really both really well-structured and formal, but also informal and more emotional mentoring. So I have a mentor in Brisbane here, the absolutely incredible Chrissy Neen. And I have a more sort of formal structural mentor who I owe so much gratitude to, who's based in Melbourne, Liam Pieper, whose new book is coming out soon. Just to plug that for him, it looks fantastic. but a lot of my money is going to mentoring, and that is hugely critical for me as a emerging and early career writer who has never... This is going to be a full-length manuscript. I've never done anything even approaching that word count, let alone the emotional intensity that is already emerging.
And finally, can you just name some of your favorite authors and favorite books? I know it's always difficult. You don't have to do too many, one or two, three.
I just reread Jo Cinque's Consolation. I had read it a long time ago, probably when I was too young to really fully appreciate it. And also just having reread it after spending a year in the legal industry is like, oh my gosh. It's definitely easily now one of my favorite books. I also just reread Liam's The Feel Good Hit of the Year, which now that I'm trying to do my own memoir work, just comes across so much more brilliantly than I previously could have appreciated. I feel like a fraud if I don't tell people that the book Eragon, you know, the one about the dragon, and it got turned into an awful film that turned me into a vegetarian, and I was a vegetarian for 7 years. So if I had to quantify the book that actually had the biggest effect on my life, it would be that. And let me think. I know this is hack. This is so hack, but Harry Potter and what that did for my entire generation and really making magic happen in the minds of children and making them fall in love with reading. Like, you can never understate what an important thing that has been.
That was Bree Lee, Brisbane-based writer and editor whose work includes editing Hot Chicks with Big Brains, participating in Safari 2016 Festival in Sydney, contributing to Zanita Studio and the Writer's Block websites, and writing for the Wheeler Centre in Melbourne. For more information about the Cat Musket Fellowship, go to www.expressmedia.org.au, and for more information about Bree's work, go to www.hotchickswithbigbrains.com. If any of the content of this interview has been stressful, Griefline operates a free confidential phone service from 12 p.m. to 3 a.m. 7 days, 1300 845 745, and Lifeline operates a free confidential 24-hour support line, 13 11 14. You're listening to 4ZZZ FM.